Kitty sometimes made family life harrowing. Robert's aloofness and detachment helped him endure. He had consciously chosen to stay in his marriage, and to be fair to Kitty, she was perfectly capable of controlling her behavior if she wanted to. She had an iron will, with or without drink. One day, when the Dysons had a sudden crisis in their household, Kitty came rushing over in her blue jeans, her hands still muddy from her garden. "She was a tower of strength to us, as she was to Robert," observed Freeman Dyson. "She was in many ways the stronger of the two, and more solid in a way. You never had the feeling that she was the one who needed help. True, she got drunk from time to time, but I never thought of her as being uncontrollably alcoholic." And if Kitty had her enemies, she also had her friends. "We always have such fun with you and love to be in your house," wrote Eleanor Hempelman after one of her frequent visits to the Oppenheimer household. When the Oppenheimers' Los Alamos friends Deke and Martha Parsons visited Olden Manor, Kitty often took them on lovely picnics, serving eggs, caviar, and cheeses on rye toast washed down with champagne. Parsons, a conservative Navy career man, he was by then an admiral, treasured his rambling philosophical conversations with the Oppenheimers. "Dear Oppie," he wrote after one such visit in September 1950, "as always, our weekend with you and Kitty was the event of the season for us. Our little affairs and even the world problems seem more nearly soluble in such an atmosphere.